No more driver's lash for me. No more, no more. No more driver's lash for me. Many thousands gone. No more pint of salt for me. No more, no more. No more pint of salt for me. Many thousands gone.
In 1962, Bob Dylan heard this song and wrote another song of his own based on the same chord structure and melody. The African-American gospel artist, Mavis Staples, upon hearing the song, expressed her astonishment at how a young white man could write something which captured both the frustrations and the aspirations of black people so powerfully.
How many roads must a man walk down before you yes, and how many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it's washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Pretending he just doesn't see. The answer, my friend, is blowing. The answer is blowing in the wind. No more auction block for me. Many thousands gone.
Oh, Keith, that was absolutely beautiful. Powerful. If you're just joining us, I'm Deborah Lou Harder in the performance studio here at WRTI 90.1 with baritone Keith Spencer and his band. We've just heard No More Auction Block for Me. Mm-hmm. Keith, would you like to introduce the members of your band today?
I'd love to. First over here on violin, Claudia Pellegrini.
Hi. Happy to be here.
For sure. And Mr. Peter Hilliard on piano.
Hi. Pleasure.
Yes.
And they have quite exciting careers of their own as opera composers.
Yes,
and
they allow me to hang out with them, yes. So Claudia's a composer and a marvelous performer all over the Philadelphia area and traveling everywhere. And Peter is a composer as well in the opera area. And so, we're very excited to be here today. I'm glad you guys are able to be here in the studio with me.
That was just an amazing combination of songs. That No More Auction Block for Me, so powerful. Many thousands gone. You think of the thousands of lives lost in slavery and the terrible situation. And then Bob Dylan taking that mm-hmm. same tune and writing one of the most iconic songs of the civil rights era.
People think oftentimes it's all about a black issue. It really wasn't. There were so many people, white supporters and people of all colors supporting during the 50s and 60s, during the civil rights era. Yeah, a lot of that music comes in a show that we've put together called We Shall Not Be Moved. And it really focuses on celebrating the artists who use their platform in order to focus on civil rights and humanitarianism.
And you'll be performing that this month.
Absolutely, yeah. On February 3rd at the
February
James
3rd.
Mishner Museum, we'll be performing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in their beautiful garden theater area. Yeah, so We Shall Not Be Moved on February 3rd.
Yeah. And you're doing a whole selection of songs that will also include beautiful African-American spirituals.
Absolutely. So there are two areas. There are a couple of spirituals in We Shall Not Be Moved, because I think it's important to talk about where all these things come from. There's been so much progress, but certainly it's anchored in some things that happened that were part of our past, which we need to acknowledge to make sure they never happen again. So spirituals are a way of sharing that idea of, hey, there's definitely a dark side here, but beautiful music that the slaves used at that time in order to kind of exist and kind of persist through some of the challenges that they had.
To transform that just unbelievably hard life.
Hard life,
that
but still
had.
Something that could not be taken away from them, a music coming from Africa and bringing those rhythms over, bringing those melodies over, and be able to share the gospel as well in their music. Yeah. It's very, very important through spirituals.
Well, we would love to hear a couple of these.
We would love to do some for you. Yes, this next one is a great spiritual. I think everyone's going to know this one.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Jericho, Jericho, just fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your king of Gideon, you may talk about your man of Saul, there's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow them ram horns, Joshua crying, cause a battle am in my hand. She horns begin to blow, trumpets begin to sound, and Joshua commanded the children to shout. And the walls come a tumbling down. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. Jericho, Jericho, Joshua fit the battle. Then the lamb ram sheep horns begin to blow, trumpets begin to sound, and Joshua commanded the children to shout, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your king of Gideon, you may talk about your man of Saul, there's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho.
Wow, fantastic. Bravo. That was wonderful. We just heard baritone Keith Spencer with violinist Claudio Pellegrini and pianist Peter Hilliard in Wade into Water and Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. Earlier, Keith, we were speaking about spirituals like Wade into Water and how spirituals sometimes served as a code word. code for the Underground Railroad. Could
Absolutely.
You talk about that
yeah,
a little
sure.
bit?
Back when slaves were in their situation, they weren't educated, they weren't allowed to learn how to read or write, and music was how they communicated back and forth. And within spirituals, you listen to the language when they say things like deep river and crossing over Jordan. It could mean a body of water, but more often it meant crossing over into the north for freedom, or it could have meant like the gospel train, another example that's mm-hmm. used oftentimes in spirituals. It could mean salvation in the Christian ideal, but it also could mean the Underground Railroad. So they coded these ideas in to share amongst one another, because once again, it was something that couldn't be taken from them, and their masters couldn't understand or interpret that. So yeah, it's in a lot of the spirituals we hear.
Thinking about Follow the Drinking Gourd.
Yeah, seeing that one, the North Star and how to find to go to the North. Yeah, absolutely.
Deep River yeah. and mm-hmm. incredible spirituals like that. And you're going to be performing these as well. Tell us about the shows that you're going to be doing in February. Usually I was mentioning that performers come and talk about one show that they'll be doing soon after this broadcast, but you're going to be doing three.
Yes, three. I've had the pleasure of putting together three different productions that's focused on the African-American experience. The first one you heard was We Shall Not Be Moved, which is focusing on the civil rights music era and the music that made it so impactful. The second one's called Brothers on Broadway. And musical theater was an avenue for, at a time at the turn of the 20th century, for musical theater artists to be recognized, to get on public stages. And there are so many great examples of people that we would celebrate, like Sammy Davis Jr., Ben Vereen, Paul Robeson as well, who made their way through performing to get on the public stages to have a voice. That's called Brothers on Broadway. And then the third show is called A Salute to Paul Robeson and the music that he made so special through Negro spiritual singing around the world. So, yeah, those are coming up the 1st, the 3rd, and the 24th.
You have a very
sure.
busy
yeah,
month.
It's fun.
And,
yeah,
and these
fun.
These wonderful performers will be with you as well.
Yes,
Claudio
I'm
Pellegrini.
I'm so glad. Yes, absolutely.
Peter Hilliard, as well
really.
As...
And a larger group, actually, for Brothers on Broadway. It's going to be a complement of five that some folks couldn't be here today. Ryan Coons, Sean J. Kennedy, and Steve Kleiman, in addition to Claudia and also Peter. And then for the We Shall Not Be Moved show, we'll be playing... it would be Owen Robbins on piano. Yeah.
Great. Great. You know, we're talking about how the spiritual really was able to help that beautiful genre, able to help transform a very bitter experience into something that was art. Mm-hmm. And the next piece that you're going to do,
yes.
Motherless Child.
Motherless Child.
Describes probably the worst experience that a human being can go through.
You know,
talk about that.
It is a very, some people consider it a very dark song, but it's a redeeming song as well. Sometimes when you're able to express through music what the inner feelings of what you would like to express to others, some of the deepest longings, etc., it's relieving. And so this is one of those songs that does that so beautifully.
And it talks about the forcible separation. Of families?
That is absolutely part of what it talks about. I hadn't thought about it that way, yes. Mm-hmm. That was just something that happened a long time. But I think it's more being isolated. Mm. Feeling isolated just feels that there's not a release, that there's nowhere to go, and just expressing the world, I'm lamenting right now, I'm hurting right now. And that release, I think, gave slaves something to think about and just a way to express themselves.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Sometimes I feel like
baritone,
a motherless
child. Keith Spencer.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Always from home, a long ways from home. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone.
Beautiful, beautiful. Baritone Keith Spencer in Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, along with violinist Claudia Pellegrini and pianist Peter Hilliard. Thank you so much for that. They'll be performing that selection as well as all the music you're hearing today in three shows coming up in February.
Yes, absolutely. And the first we'll be doing the show, those selections in a concert called We Shall Not Be Moved. On the third, we'll be performing at the James Mishner Art Museum in their Garden Theater. That will be, Brothers on Broadway's on the first, excuse me. Brothers on Broadway, get the concerts in the right order. Brothers on Broadway will be on the first, and then We Shall Not Be Moved, which would be the Civil Rights tribute on the February 3rd, and then February 24th at Trinity Episcopal Church, we'll be doing the Paul Robeson program. So many of those spirituals that Paul Robeson made so famous around the world during that concert.
And our listeners can check out our website, wrti.org, for more details, as well as your website,
KeithSpencer.com. Yes,
KeithSpencer.com. All the details there, really terrific, beautiful selections, and sounds like such a dynamic lineup of programs.
It's a lot of fun to do. It truly is. And it's so important to express that message this day and age and share those messages around the world, especially mm-hmm. during Black History Month mm-hmm. coming up in February and also around Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
Yes. Yeah. Dr. King's birthday.
Absolutely.
Speaking of very powerful figures in the civil rights movement, mm-hmm. Paul Robeson. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you to hear that name as an African-American singer? He was such an icon.
He really was. There's so much that Paul Robeson accomplished in his lifetime. Just an unbelievable scholar, athlete, attorney, activist, and so many things he did. And he, once again, was another person who used his platform for humanitarianism around the world, you know, petitioning for India and African self-rule. He was writing to presidents, doing everything he possibly could in order to promote equality, promote unity. And when he was singing around the world, these spirituals, it was something that people technically didn't have a lot of access to, that suddenly this big booming voice would sing in these concert halls and people would flock to hear him sing. But he'd also express his ideals, which were pretty strong mm-hmm. and sometimes controversial. But at the core of it, he was about equality, unity. And there, this whole show, the Paul Robeson Songbook, is about giving history and talking about where Paul was when he delivered these selections and what it meant to him at the time.
And he lived right around the corner.
Yes, he had Philadelphia and Princeton and Witherspoon Street and Princeton, his home where he grew up, the church where he grew up, Witherspoon Street Church, I believe it's called. Such history that he lived here. And his sister's home, I think, is in Philadelphia as well. Yeah, so for sure. Yeah, lots of local history.
I believe you're going to play or sing one of his most famous.
One of his most famous songs from the 1927 musical Showboat. A lot of people really see Paul, this is the signature, having done it in both the 1932 revival and also the 1936 film version. This is Old Man River.
Colored folks work on the Mississippi. Colored folks work while the white folks play. golden temples from the dawn till sunset, get no rest to the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down, you don't just make the white boss frown. Bend your knees and bow your head and pull that robe until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man balls. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I longs to cross. Old man river, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and then that plant some is so but old man river, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge and lift that bale. Get a little drunk and you lands in jail. I get so weary and sick of trying.
From Showboat by Kern and Hammerstein, we heard Keith Spencer baritone, Claudio Pellegrini violin, and Peter Hilliard on piano. Wow, I just had chills listening to that.
Beautiful song.
And Keith and Claudia and Peter, as well as some other members of Keith's band, will be performing in a whole slew of performances in February.
Absolutely.
Check out Keith's website, keithspencer.com, wrti.org as well, to find out all the details. I think it's Zlock Performing Arts Center.
Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County. Beautiful Bucks County. Yes, we'll be there on February 1st, 7:30. Yes.
James A. Michener Museum, and as well as the Trinity Episcopal Church.
On the 3rd, and then Trinity Episcopal Church on February 24th.
Fantastic.
At 4 o'clock.
And if you enjoyed this, go to our Facebook page, WRTI Music. You can watch the video in perpetuity, I think. And
oh, great.
Also,
yeah.
Hear this broadcast again on our website, WRTI.org. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us, Deborah.